Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to run through a demonstration problem. We're going to explain the process. On June 1st, 2010, Green Hills Riding Stable, Incorporated was organized. The following transactions occurred during June. June 1, shares of capital stock were issued for $10,000 cash. June 4, a horse stable and riding equipment was rented and paid for the month at a cost of $1,200. On June 8th, horse feed for the month was purchased on credit for $800. June 15, boarding fees of $3,000 for June were charged to those owning horses boarded at the stable. The fees are due on July 10. On the 20th, miscellany expenses of $600 were paid. On the 29th, land was purchased from a savings and loan association by borrowing $40,000 on a note from that association. The loan is due to be repaid in 5 years. Interest payments are due at the end of each month beginning July 31st. On June 30th, salaries of $700 were paid for the month. And on the 30th, we also received fees for riding and lessons. And they were billed to the customers in the amount of $2,800. Now we're going to prepare a summary of the preceding transactions using columns headed cash, accounts receivable, land, accounts payable, notes payable, capital stock, and retained earnings. We're going to determine the balances after each transaction to show that the basic accounting equation is still in balance. So again, on June 1st, we received $10,000 cash for capital stock, which is credited to $10,000 in capital stock. And you can see from that the equation remains in balance. On the 4th, we're going to demonstrate the rent expense. We paid $1,200 and the asset was cash. And we have a credit to retained earnings because of the expense. And then again, the feed expense of eight, we bought that on credit. So we owe $800 and we record that to accounts payable. And it's also an expense, so therefore it's deducted from the retained earnings. The boarding fees, we are charging our customers for that, so therefore we're going to charge $3,000 to accounts receivable, which in essence is future cash, so that's an asset. And we're going to debit the revenue account for $3,000. On the 20th, miscellaneous expenses of $6,000, which comes from cash. And we're also going to deduct $6,000 from retained earnings because of the expense. Purchased land by borrowing. Okay, so we borrowed $40,000. And so we have land worth $40,000, so that's an asset. That's a new account, land. And then we obtained that on credit, so we opened up a new liability account called notes payable. And the $40,000 is credited to that. On the 30th, we pay our salary expenses, which was paid by cash, which is a negative of $700, and a $700 negative from retained earnings, because again, it's an expense. And then the writing and lesson fees billed, we billed for $2,800, so therefore, because we're billing it to our customers, it's accounts receivable, future cash and expected. So there's a debit to your asset and then a credit to the retained earnings under revenue, okay? So with all in all, back and forth, you can see the debits and the credits all balance at the end of the month. If they don't balance, then you need to go back and find out, based on your worksheet, the transactions that recorded. And later on, we're going to demonstrate the journal and how you actually record them in the journal, and that is a helpful tool to find errors if there are any. Okay, so from the worksheet, then you're going to compile from the headings that you have, your assets, your liabilities, and your stockholder equity or owner's equity, whichever the case may be, your revenues and your expenses. You're going to compile an income statement, which you see here, and you're also going to compile a statement of retained earnings, okay? So your income statement is just simply your revenues and your expenses. What did you take in? What did you spend, okay? And from there, you're either going to have a net income or you're going to have a net loss. Here in this example, we have a $2,500 net income because in the first column, okay, to properly document and the heading for what you're going to do. Green Hills Riding Stable, that's the name of the company. The next heading, the next line will determine whether it's an income statement, a balance sheet. You're going to name what type of statement this is, so income statement. And then the third line of the heading is for the month ending, whichever month it is. Now, the balance sheet is for a specific period, so therefore it's going to be from the month of January, the month of June, the month of July, okay? But this is for the period ending, because at the very end of the month, you're going to decide whether you have an income or a loss, okay? And from there, you're also going to create a statement of retained earnings, okay? Since we started operations in July, June, we have nothing, okay? So that's why you have a zero balance for June 1, okay? So as you can see from your income statement, the net income, the $2,500, it's carried down to your retained earnings statement. You added net income for June of $2,500. There were no dividends paid out, so your retained earnings is the $2,500, and that's your ending balance for June 30th. Okay, now here's your balance sheet, and all you're doing, taking from the worksheet, your classes of accounts that you have. You have your assets, you have your liabilities, then you have your stockholder equity. And remember, assets always equal liabilities and stockholder equity. Okay, so you've got your accounts receivable, your cash, your land, those are your total assets, and then your liabilities, which was your accounts payable, your notes payable, those are your total liability that's owed out, and then the equity. What kind of equity do you have in whatever, your personal, your business? It's all retained down here under the retained earnings, okay, the equity account. So your capital stock, again, your stock is separated from your earnings, okay? So you see your capital stock of $10,000 and your retained earnings of $2,500. Again, brought over from the income statement and brought over from the worksheet, okay? And then as you can see, $53,300 for your assets and a grand total for total liabilities and stockholders' equity of $53,300. And again, both sides in balance.